time for the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
You know how Pam loves the gossip.
Welcome to Hollywood.
We just divorced.
Did you want to apologize for cheating on me?
What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
Okay, so the hot gossip today. Ariana Grande is going to be hosting Saturday Night Live this weekend. But she's not the musical guest. No, it's Stevie Nicks. And they did a promo with Ariana Grande, Stevie Nicks, and Bowen Yang. Had a little fun with it.
Hi, I'm Ariana Grande, and I'm hosting SNL this week with Stevie Nicks.
This is your second time hosting.
Well, you know what they say. Lightning strikes maybe once.
Maybe twice.
You can't trick me into singing.
Yeah, totally, Stevie. So, Ari, how was your weekend?
It was good. You know, I climbed a mountain and I turned around.
That's so funny, because I saw my reflection on the snow-covered hills.
And the landslide brought me down.
She couldn't resist. Wes Craven and the producers of A Nightmare on Elm Street almost ditched Freddy Krueger's fedora because they thought it would remind people of Indiana Jones. It was Robert Englund who convinced them to keep it. Oh, thanks. Now you've ruined it for all of us. Chad Michael Murray is bringing the heat to the holidays, playing a Magic Mike-style dancer in Netflix's new holiday movie, The Merry Gentlemen. He said it was so hard.
Oh, man, you got a hard job.
That's with irony. You can't live up to it. It can't happen. So, you know, you're going, oh, the prep is going to be painful. Throwing a lot of heavy things around and then eating nothing fun.
Yeah, nothing fun if you want a body like that. It starts streaming on November 20th. Jimmy Fallon's holiday comedy album Holiday Seasoning comes out November 1st. And during a Vanity Fair interview with Florence Pugh and somebody else, I don't remember who it was, Andrew Garfield revealed that he threw up in someone famous's bathroom.
I was vomiting in Prince's bathroom. And Salma Hayek and Penelope Cruz were in line behind me. I hightailed it out of there.
Oh, did you clean up?
Yeah, no, I was very neat.
Very neat. Sure he was. I got some hot takes for you. Ashton Kutcher's classic Corvette broke down and some people helped him push it off the road. Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds donated $1 million to hurricane relief. Diddy's trial is set to begin on May the 5th, 2025. Mickey Rourke admits he took steroids for The Wrestler. And Scooter Braun thinks it's time for everyone to move on from his feud with Taylor Swift.
It's me.
Yeah, it's you, Scooter. And I got a dirt alert. This dirt alert is a good one. In the trailer for her Netflix documentary, Martha, Martha Stewart revealed that she was unfaithful to her ex-husband. Take a listen.
Didn't you have an affair early on?
Yeah, but I don't think Andy ever knew about that.
Seriously?
I'm strict and I'm demanding and I'm all those good things that make a successful person.
In the business world, that's a great trait for a man, but for a woman, you know, she was a...
All of that did inspire me tremendously.
Yeah, the film explores her life journey from modeling to prison and her subsequent reinvention as an influencer or an influential figure, depending on how you look at it. And I got a Kardashian alert. So, y'all, Kanye West is being sued by a former employee who claims that Kanye made him investigate the Kardashians and follow his wife, Bianca. Are any of us surprised by this? No, we're not. That's your Daily Dust. And if you missed part of it, if you came in halfway, that's okay. I'll post it up on Apple Podcasts and Spotify so you can take a listen to it a little bit later. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. You're welcome.